Shared Worlds by Lotte. Some relationships do not only live in rooms, they live in worlds. Not metaphorical ones, actual ones. Maps, servers, universes made of code and light. Places where two people return often enough that a digital space stops feeling digital and starts feeling inhabited. That is one of the strange things about the internet. Sometimes it gives us places that are not physically real, but become emotionally real anyway. And once that happens, they begin to hold memory. When a game stops being just a game to someone outside of it, a game is often just a game. A menu screen, a soundtrack, a set of mechanics, something to pass time. But that is not always how it feels from the inside. Sometimes a game becomes a setting for presence, a place where you meet the same person again and again. A place where your conversations settle into the background like music. A place where silence never feels awkward because there is always something gentle to do with your hands. At some point, the code disappears behind the feeling. The system is still there, of course, but emotionally, it becomes something closer to a room. Maybe that is one of the internet's quietest tricks, turning packets into atmosphere. Presence without pressure. What I loved most about shared digital spaces was not constant excitement, it was the absence of pressure. You did not always have to perform, you did not always have to explain yourself, you could simply exist near each other. That matters more than people realize. There is intimacy in talking deeply, but there is also intimacy in simply being there. Logging in and knowing the other person will be around. Flying through space, mining, drifting, doing something small while sharing the same quiet world. No dramatic scene, no perfect speech, just presence. Sometimes love is not a grand function call. Sometimes it is just a background process that makes the whole system feel warmer. Shared worlds hold different kinds of time. Digital spaces also hold time in a strange way. Real life moves fast. Days blur. Rooms change. People move. Life updates without asking permission. But online worlds often feel suspended. A station in a game still waits where you left it. A route still exists. A place on a map still remembers your patterns, even when the people inside them have changed. That can be comforting. And sometimes it can hurt. Because when a relationship changes, those spaces do not immediately change with it. They stay there, still loadable, still familiar, still capable of opening feelings you thought had already been archived. Some worlds do not crash. They just keep running after the users have stopped logging in together. The memory inside the interface. There is a kind of grief that hides inside interfaces. A login screen, a launcher, a familiar UI, a sound effect you have heard 100 times before. None of these things are emotional on their own, and yet they become emotional through repetition. The brain is very good at linking feeling to environment. So eventually, the environment itself becomes charged. You do not just remember a person. You remember the world that held both of you at once. That is why returning can feel so strange. The map is still there, the mechanics are still there, but the shared layer is missing. And absence inside a familiar system can feel louder than absence in an empty room. Why it mattered. What made those spaces meaningful was never only the game. It was what the game made possible. A low-pressure kind of closeness. A shared rhythm. A place to be together without always needing language for it. There is something tender about that. Especially for people who don't always connect best through direct conversation alone. Sometimes, companionship arrives more naturally through parallel movement. Doing something side by side, looking at the same stars, moving through the same route, having the same world open in front of both of you. That kind of intimacy may not look important from the outside, but from the inside, it can become part of the emotional architecture of a relationship. And architecture matters, even when it is built out of pixels. After what stays with me now is not only the memory of him, it is also the memory of how certain spaces felt when he was there, how quiet they became, how easy, how gently alive. The strange part is that those worlds still exist, but they do not feel the same. Not because the code changed, but because context did. And context is everything. Even the cleanest system behaves differently when one essential dependency disappears. For me, I think shared worlds deserve to be taken seriously, not because they replace real life, but because they become part of it. They hold routines, tone, care, presence, versions of ourselves that only existed there, with that person, in that space. So no, I do not think those places were trivial. I think they were real in the ways that mattered. And maybe that is why they linger. Because once a world has held love, even quietly, it never goes fully back to being only code.